Welcome to the Practice of Nonprofit Leadership, a podcast specifically designed for executive directors of nonprofit organizations. With a touch of humor, your co-hosts, Tim and Nathan, work to provide encouragement, insights, and practical strategies to help you be a more effective leader. And now, here's Tim and Nathan.
Welcome to episode 113 of the Practice of Nonprofit Leadership. I'm Tim Barnes.
And I'm Nathan Ruby.
Well, Nathan, if people checked out the title of our podcast today, they would see that our topic today is focused on gratitude. Any idea why we might have decided to talk about that today?
Maybe because you were concerned that I was going to be the grumpy old guy who yelled at the neighborhood kids when they got on my yard.
Wow, you're spot on. That is, you're reading my mind. No, really, two main reasons, I think. The first is that this episode is going to drop Thanksgiving week here in the U.S. Saying thanks and having gratitude seems like an appropriate topic for that week, which I have to say is one of my favorite weeks of the year. I love Thanksgiving. I think it's my favorite holiday. I mean, what more do you want? Food, family, and football. Anyway, sorry,
I digress. It's the trifecta right there, Tim.
Anyway, but the second reason that we decided to talk about this is the realization that there is power in gratitude. Developing a habit of gratefulness and making saying thank you a regular practice can have incredible impact on the leadership of a nonprofit executive director. There's lots of opportunities to say thank you if we take them in nonprofit work.
Yeah, absolutely, Tim. And as executive directors, you know, it is up to us to set the pace, to set the culture for our organizations. And, you know, it's just simply looking at staffing and whether it be staff or recruiting and keeping volunteers. And, you know, a big part of that is culture. I don't know if the world's any harder today than it was, you know, 20 years ago or 30 years or 40 years ago, but the world's a hard place. And so if you could create a place where the people that are helping you with your organization's mission and vision, if they can feel like they're appreciated and they're a part of a team and that they are, that you are thankful for them, gosh, it just makes life so much easier.
Well, I hope you won't just go, oh, yeah, another thank you episode. I hope you really will stick with us because I think we have some really good things to share today. We want to talk about why gratitude is so powerful. And then, as always, we want to give you a couple action steps to help you develop that habit. So it's not just knowledge, but it's actually putting that knowledge into action. So let's jump into the first key point, and that is the fact that gratitude promotes a positive mindset and improves mental well-being. And we were sharing before we started our podcast that there is so much what you might quote unquote call bad news in the world today. It just feels like there's so many challenges, so much conflict, so many things that feel like it can be overwhelming at times. And maybe that impacts your organization. Maybe you're finding lots of challenges with the focus of your organization. So, you know, for me, our focus is working with those who've been displaced around the world. And that's probably one of the key topics of this century is the displacement of people. And Nathan, with his work in Haiti and all the challenges as you try to bring medical opportunities there and the political issues and all that. And we could go on and on. You know, there are challenges in your arena, whatever that might be. It sometimes can just feel like a burden. And of course, we know there are lots of challenges just being an executive director. There's a lot of great things about leading a nonprofit, but there are a lot of challenges and burdens that come along with it. All that to say, in the midst of all that, there are still things for which to be grateful. That donation that came in, I just got off an email, a stock donation that we received, and I'm grateful that someone took time to give to the work of our organization for the impact that your program may be having. or the chance just to make a difference, that you get to get up every day and through your nonprofit make a difference in your community or your state or even maybe the nation or the world. But you get to do that, and that's something to be really grateful for.
Yeah. And, you know, Tim, I think sometimes as executive directors, the stuff that gets our attention is the squeaky wheel, right? It's the stuff that's not going right, the fires that come up, the problems that are forever present when not just nonprofits, in any organization, in any company, they have the same issues. But, you know, unique to our nonprofit world, there's always something that is happening that is a problem or an issue, and that gets our focus and that gets our attention. And, you know, the stuff that is going smoothly, that is working well, it is really easy to forget that. And, you know, I think one of the things that I'm going to do, or I'm going to try to do, we got a board meeting coming up here in December, and I just, at the beginning of the board meeting, you know, we have some things that we're going to have to talk about, but in the beginning of the board meeting, I'm going to actually list out, you know, here's, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 of these amazing things that happened this year that, you know, we didn't get a lot of attention and we didn't really celebrate it. And yes, there's issues. You know, we don't want to bury our head in the sand. There's real things that we need to address, but there's also some pretty amazing things going on. And you know, we get to choose. Are we going to put our mindset on what's wrong, or are we going to put our mindset on what's right? And that's a choice that we get to make every day.
Yeah. And you know, when we choose to be grateful and look at what's going right and say thank you and all that, it begins to shift our focus and actually provides hope. It's like, oh yeah, that's why we're doing what we're doing. And so it really, to help improve our mental space, you know, our mental well-being, it's really important to take the time to practice gratitude and be grateful for what is going right and what is going well. The second point is that practicing gratitude enhances our leadership skills. Now, that may sound interesting. What do you mean by that, Tim and Nathan? Well, there's a couple things. I think when we practice gratitude, it begins to foster an empathy for those that we serve and those we work with. So sometimes we can get so focused on our mission, or we can just be going, you know, 100 miles an hour, and we lose touch with those that we're working with, or even those we're trying to serve. And being grateful for this opportunity, being grateful what we do, begins to help us develop empathy for those that are in our space, those that we are connected with. And I think it leads to being able to have real appreciation for your staff and for your donors and for those who have a stake in what you're doing. Again, sometimes we can just see a donor or a staff as a means to an end, rather than the fact that they are people and that we're walking together in this. And developing gratitude for them really changes how we feel about them, how we walk with them. And I think it, and Nathan, you're good at this, I feel like it, doing that also builds stronger relationships with those we work with and with our donors and with our staff and our board when we really do appreciate what they're doing.
Yeah. And, you know, on the fundraising side, Tim, it's really easy to, you said a little bit ago about a means to an end. And on the fundraising side, that'd be seeing your donors as a ATM machine. And so, hey, you know, we're getting a little tight on budget. We need more money. So it's time for you to make a withdrawal from your account into my account. And, you know, you could get by with that for a little bit, but long-term that'll crush you. That'll wipe you out from a fundraising standpoint, that attitude. And you really do need to, the best gifts and the most impactful gifts come from the best relationships. And so you do have to develop relationships with your donors and deep relationships. And that starts with gratitude of, you know, gosh, Mr. and Mrs. Donor, you don't have to give your gift to us. You know, you don't have to give any gift at all. And you don't certainly don't have to give it to us. You could give it to anyone you choose, but you did choose to give it to us. And so there's this real appreciation and deep sense of gratitude. And so that is a key component of major gift fundraising. And it's important. And I think on the another category, Tim, is on the people that your organization serves, you know, your output, whether you're, you know, feeding people or medical care or teaching people about the history of your county or whatever, you know, whatever it is that your organization does, it is really easy. Well, at least for me, maybe I'm just speaking for myself, but it's really easy if you're not careful of looking at the people you serve as almost widgets. We served, you know, pick a number, 300 last year, and this year we served 310. So, you know, we had a great year. And so you lose that connection with the people that you're serving. And I'm not sure, Tim, that it's like, oh, I have gratitude and I'm happy that we have more people in need so that we have more people to serve. I'm not sure that's the right way to frame it. But just of saying, you know, these are people that are whose lives have been, you know, enhanced or improved or saved or transformed. And I am so happy and excited for them as individuals or as families that their life is better. And what a great thing that is. So I don't know. I'm kind of rambling there a little bit, but it's so easy to lose in the rush of the day of trying to get all the things done that we're supposed to, that we just lose focus on that aspect. It's easy to do.
And I think empathy is a really important characteristic of a leader. It's so easy, again, to be very mission focused, and that's important. But why are you carrying out that mission? And so as you develop gratitude, you develop the empathy that's needed for good leadership. A third point about practicing gratitude is that it can impact your organization. When you as a leader have a spirit of gratitude and you practice gratitude, it creates a culture of appreciation. And who doesn't want to be appreciated? I love it when someone recognizes something that I've done or impact I've had, or they notice things. And it makes me feel like, oh, okay, I'm actually making a difference. You know, to create that kind of culture in your organization is so important. And it comes when we begin to practice gratitude. You know, it can lead to an increased staff and volunteer satisfaction and retention when we are practicing gratitude, when we're showing appreciation. To get a chance to work at a place that's making a difference and also to be appreciated, you will have people knocking on your door to come and serve with you and be a part of what you're doing. It draws others into your organization when you have a culture of gratitude and appreciation. But it starts with you. It starts with you practicing that and creating that culture in your organization.
You know, and I don't know, Tim, maybe this is a bit outside of the scope of this episode, but I think in order to be, and I, you know, Tim and I are not therapists or psychoanalysts or, you know, anything to the nature, but I think if you're going to show gratitude and you're going to extend that to other people, you got to start with yourself. And it is, you have to, you know, be okay with who you are and your leadership skills and where you are and as an executive director and leading your team and knowing that, hey, you know, there's probably areas that, well, not probably, there is areas I need to improve on, but I'm doing okay. And if you don't have any bandwidth within yourself of appreciating your own abilities and where you are as a leader, then it's really difficult to extend that to others. Maybe use this time of Thanksgiving to just, you know, maybe be thankful for yourself and what you bring to the table. And that'll help you make it a little bit easier to extend that to others.
You just, if you begin to listen, you see there is real power in practicing gratitude. rather than just telling you that, let's also maybe give you some steps you can take to begin to practice gratitude in your life and in your organization. And we just put up a couple here. The first one, I think, is to develop a daily gratitude journal. And I was telling Nathan, this is something that one of my goals for 2023 was to journal regularly. And I've pretty much kept up with it all year, which I appreciate. And my first thing that I write down every day is I'm grateful for, and I pick out one thing. And sometimes it's hard. It shouldn't be hard because there are so many things that we should be grateful for. But sometimes I'm sitting there going, what am I grateful for? Like, what really grabs my heart today that I'm not just writing it down? And I had an experience just a couple weeks ago. I've done a lot of traveling this year, been in a lot of different places. And I was sitting in my chair in the corner where I spend most of my mornings. And I just looked around and I'm like, I'm so grateful just to be in my house today, in my home. You know, my dog's looking at me. I'm sitting here. I'm having my good cup of coffee. I'm just so grateful to be here today. I love to travel. I love to connect with other people. But sometimes it's so nice just to be in your familiar spot. Just being able to write that every day starts the day off with a different spirit rather than, here's all the problems I've got to solve today. And so if you want to practice gratitude, I think one of the things you can do is begin to write it down every day. Just write one thing. I'm grateful for this today. It's been really good.
Yeah, you know, Tim, I know you've been focusing on that this year, and we've talked about that a few times throughout the year, and that's awesome. And you did a great job, and I know you're going to finish the year strong with that. In that area, I'm going to give myself a D minus for that this year, and I didn't give myself an F. I probably could have, but I have a thing on my watch that goes off in the morning and at night. And it's supposed to be a trigger. It's an app that I downloaded some time ago, and it's a mindfulness. And, you know, what are you mindful for? What are you thankful for? And it goes off twice a day, and I look at it, but then I haven't really done anything. So that's why I gave myself a D minus. So I'll try to do better with that going forward, Tim. Maybe you can send me a text every morning about 5:30 when you get up and remind me to do that.
You got it. We'll do that. So just practicing that every day is really good. I think another thing is intentionally looking for opportunities to say thank you. Just to let people know you appreciate them, that you appreciate what they're doing, that you appreciate them as a person. And so looking at that, making that a practice as well. I think one of the things, and I'm sure we've talked about this on this podcast, but I think one of the most impactful things is a written card or a written note. You know, it's easy to send a text and I do that. And it's easy to send an email and I do that as well, or a phone call, which is all good. But the power of saying thank you in a handwritten card is really amazing. And I've been in places where I've seen people have their cards up somewhere. Don't underestimate the power of saying thank you to your staff and to your donors and to your board for their commitment, for who they are, what they bring to your organization, and probably for your family as well. Here's one of the newer things that I've done. Someone's kind of gotten me going here, and that is to actually do a little video, send videos. And I don't know, you may hate the way you look on video or how you talk or whatever, but you know, a 1 minute, grab your phone, look in the phone and say, man, I'm glad you're part of our team. You're doing a great job. Thank you. And then send that video to someone. It's pretty powerful. I think you can do that to your donor. You can do it to your board. You can do it to your family or whatever. It's something that you could do. But I've really enjoyed using that medium as well to say thank you. And you can send a text. You can send email. It's important to look for those opportunities.
Yeah. Just this morning, my wife's a public school teacher. Public school teachers have gotten more and more difficult in the last several years. It's certainly not easier. And But she did a thing at school last week, and with too long to tell. But anyway, in their weekly newsletter that the principal sends out to the teachers from that school, and I don't know, there's probably 80 teachers, give or take. But she got recognized for something that she had done, and she took a picture of it and sent it to me. And it was, you know, and we don't during the work day, we don't communicate a lot just because, you know, she's constantly busy and I'm busy. And I mean, we took a couple of texts throughout the day, but anyway, it was important enough to her that she got recognized that she took a picture and sent it to me. And so it is a really powerful way to do that. A couple of things that I try to do and that I've seen other leaders do. One is make it specific. You know, saying, hey, you know, you're doing great. I'm really glad you're part of the team. You know, thanks for all you do. Okay, well, that's good. And that has power. And that is very good. Saying, hey, you know, I'm so glad you're part of the team. I really love how you came up with that idea to do this, or, you know, I saw you picking up a paper off the floor, whatever, some specific thing. And because the more specific you make it, the more intentional it is to them. And so the bigger impact that it makes. And then my last thing, and, you know, we work in the nonprofit world. And so sometimes money is, and income and salary, those can be sometimes a four-letter word. Because, you know, we're not in it for the money. We're in it for the mission and for helping people. And that's true. We are. None of us would be doing this work if it wasn't for the vision and the mission of the organization that we're with. So I get that. That said, you know, don't forget a $5, you know, gift card to your local coffee shop, or an extra day off, some monetary consideration. It doesn't have to be a lot, Tim. It doesn't have to be $100. It could be $5, but that has real impact and really makes a difference in people.
I'm not sure $5 will buy a coffee at my coffee shop, but it's a good start.
Well, you're a tad bit of a coffee snob, to be honest, Tim. So, you know, at the senior discount at McDonald's, that works pretty. That's enough for me.
There we go. Well, that's a great idea. I think little gift cards are a great way to say thank you, and I think there are lots of thank you activities, and I think you could take your team out for lunch sometimes and go, hey, sure, we're gonna hang out.
Yep.
Or putting together an activity for your staff. Do something fun together and just say, hey, I'm glad that you're part of the team. We're gonna enjoy each other today. And I think it's really important for volunteers, like doing a volunteer lunch or a volunteer dinner or something like that's really important to keep people connected and be excited about it. Our bottom line is be intentional. Make it part of the culture. Make it part of your leadership that you look for ways, creative ways, to say thank you, to recognize people. And it has power. It has power for your organization to move forward when people are appreciated as well. Well, Nathan, as we close out our episode, I think it would be good if we just take a minute to share some of our thank yous as well. What are you grateful for as you go into this holiday season?
Yeah, you know, obviously for my family and, you know, my kids, my wife and the impact that they have in me. And I'm thankful for the show and for my friendship, Tim, yours and my friendship, of course. I think from a work perspective and from a nonprofit perspective, the last couple of weeks, I've been working, year end fundraising push. And we have a contractor that has worked with us now for 3 years that is helping us. And we're doing a big online push. And so we hired a short term consultant to help us with some online things that we were doing. And they are so good and so professional and fun. And I mean, we are doing some really good work. And so what I'm thankful for is when you find people that are very good at what they do, have a great attitude, are, you know, bringing their best every day, it is so much fun. And you could get so much done. And it is, if you've never experienced working with people that are really, really competent in their job and have a great attitude and are fun to be around, those are the people that you need to find, because it just makes work a joy. So I'm thankful for staff and contractors that are doing their best to make an impact and are really good at their job.
Well, I echo so much of what you said, Nathan. It's been really fun to actually do this show together, and I do appreciate our friendship that spans about 13 or so years that we have walked together and challenged each other. And it's really important, guys and gals. I mean, if you don't have somebody in your life that can challenge you, encourage you, it's really important to have that kind of friendship. And I encourage you to look for that. And I'm grateful for that. I am grateful for the opportunity to be able to give my life to doing things that make a difference. You don't have to do big things, but it's just showing up, and it's using your gifts and your talents to make a difference in an issue, a problem, a challenge. That's one of the things I appreciate about nonprofit work, is that we have the opportunity to try to go after something and to change things for the better. And so being able to be in this line of work is really awesome, and to be able to do the things that we do. And I guess we have to say, and I think I speak for Nathan as well, that we are very grateful for all of you. We appreciate and thank you for listening, for commenting, for reaching out to us. We've enjoyed getting to know some of you, and also to have the opportunity to walk alongside you and your organization. That gives us great, great joy to be able to help you make a difference in that way. And we hope to get to know more of you in the coming year. If you are in the U.S., we wish you a very wonderful Thanksgiving season this week.
Having a posture of gratitude is not a once-a-year event. In fact, there is power in practicing gratitude on a daily basis, and the impact will be personal, in your leadership, with those whom you work, and on your organization. Be grateful and make saying thank you a regular habit. You will experience the difference.
Thanks for listening today. If you're benefiting from what's being shared on this podcast, we'd love for you to take the time to leave a review on whatever platform you're listening to. Let us know how the podcast is benefiting you. We'd love to hear from you. If you want to get in touch, our contact information is in the show notes. That's all for today. Until next time.